inside the
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
The Ramsey Show.
I found a job that's very rewarding, but they're going to work me like a dog. It's a 70-hour work week.
70 hours a week. Man's not, woman's not created to work like that. Indefinite?
Yeah, that's an indefinite situation.
You married?
I am not married.
You won't be.
Yeah, you could do it for a short term. Don't sell out for something that just looks good. It's got to be good in all aspects.
Join me for the Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4 from WILO.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We're waiting on our next coach to call here, but we're going to try to get Don Stock back on the line, see if we can talk more Clinton County sports. But if you're new to the show this morning, we had Chris Gorbett on this morning talking about Rossville softball. They just recently won the sectional at Rossville. They're ranked number 3 in the state for 1A softball. They host the regional Tuesday against the 20th ranked in the state, Riverton Park. They have a really good chance to repeat as regional champions and get back to Frankfort next weekend. Frankfort hosts the 1A semi-state. We wish the Hornet ladies out there good luck. Also, Monday afternoon, another big baseball game in the area. Rossville Hornets play the Clinton Central Bulldogs. We're going to have the Bulldog coach on here at 9:45, talk about baseball. I think we got Don back on the line. You here with me, Don?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you must be desperate today.
Well, things just happen. I mean, coaches are busy, and
yeah. You know,
we were going to try to have the Rossville golf coach on, but I don't know, technical difficulty, but we got the great Don Stock.
Well, I don't know about all that, but
let's expand on some more sports here, talking about next school season. You brought up the Frankfort boys and their basketball program, and you brought up the Carroll girls. Who's some other teams you got some eyes on?
Well, you know, we're thinking in when you get back into the football program, you know, we're kicking around grabbing Western a little bit more than we did last year, talking a little bit more about trying to grab a little Delphi and try to draw in a little bit more from the Carroll side of things. But, you know, it's all going to come back to the Gophers and their program and covering, making sure that they get covered, because they're going to be pretty good. They're going to be really good this year. And they've got a very strong coaching staff now that I think will really help their program continue to get bigger and better. The Hot Dogs are still going to be struggling, as I know that we're working at trying to get the little guys back in pads, and I know those meetings have been going on for probably the last pretty close month now, trying to get funding put together and the program ready to roll. So they're still going to be a little ways away before any of that takes place, and I believe that if they don't get it soon, that their program is going to be in dire needs, because, you know, Jamie, when you're middle school, it takes both the 7th and 8th grade, and you're a 4A school, and it takes both of those grades to have a football team. That doesn't lay well for your varsity program in the future.
Yeah, you're spot on that, Don. And I think Coach Clinton Prairie last week, Coach Slicker, pointed out, you know, he's an old North Montgomery Charger, played in the Sagamore Conference, and I wanted his take on it, and he also coached at Crawfordsville, and he pointed out to me part of that, you know, split up was the junior high sports and how much the divide there was, you know, for the teams coming in from Tri-West, Danville, and Lebanon on how much more prepared they are. Or, I mean, maybe not, that's not the right word, but just the athletes at 7th and 8th grade that overpowering these kids.
Well, you know, by the time, if your younger kids haven't been playing football and not used to the hitting of each other, not saying that it's that brutal, but, you know, it's just that physicality of the game, and you're waiting until your 7th grade to play tackle football, you don't have enough time to develop any type of the ability to play. So yeah, you got to have that. It's like, you know, you get in baseball, you have all the little league kids playing and a travel league going on, and basketball has summer programs going on, and if you're waiting until you're a 7th grade to play football, you're not going to have anything as far as understanding the game before you get out of school.
Well, I noticed the coach made a comment last week for Prairie. They made a change when they're moved. They're going to be K through 2 flag now, which they were K through 1. Prairie used to be a 2, 3, 4, 5, and then an individual 6th grade team. The Lafayette League is a little bit different, so they're going to be K through 2 flag. 3 and 4 will be playing tackle, and 5 and 6 tackle. Even Prairie at a 1 or 2A school level sometimes struggled getting a 1 6th grade team, and they did last year, so they bumped some of those kids up to 7th and 8th grade. So that'll be a change for them, and he mentioned that looking at playing Frankfurt K through 2 and flag, and that Frankfurt was looking at doing something different. So I know the whole concussion protocols out there. I was very involved in youth sports as my child came up through Clinton Prairie, and at those younger ages, if the program is doing the right thing and bumping kids up just because they're in second grade and they're a big kid and they don't need to be there and bumping them up, that helps the whole protocol there. And really, if you're coaching and doing the right things, the younger ages, there's a lot of really, I called it love tapping going on out there, and instead of just really a lot of kids, you know, laying kids out. It does happen every once in a while, but I think it's up to the adults to be doing the right thing.
Yeah, and if it does, it's more by accidental than it is on purpose. You're so right. It's more like a grab and pull down versus, you know, shoulder through. And in my viewpoint, when you get to the third and fourth grade, it's just about understanding the technique of the game and having fun. And then as you progress from third and fourth to fifth and sixth, now it gets a little bit bigger because the kids get a little bit stronger. But you're exactly right. I know the hot dogs are talking about running the same type of a process in the meetings that I've been to, and they've got a good group of kids or good group of guys trying to put that back together. And I just hope that they can get it accomplished. It'll be a sad day for a lot of people, and I'm not one, but who got to play football in Frankfurt, and to see it go away. I know that Ed Niehaus is working hard at not making that happen, but you know, it's a concern right now, and hopefully they can get that all taken care of.
We talked about earlier Clinton Central maybe trying to get their first win in several seasons. Man, they're in a really tough Hoosier Heartland Conference. You're looking at Sheridan that's going to be really good again, the Carroll Cougars that are going to be really good again, Clinton Prairie Gophers really good again, Eastern, and actually Taylor's much improved. I mean, there's just really nobody, no slouch in that conference.
Jamie, that conference, when you played, and it was Zionsville and Heights and Sheridan and
it's not any different than
back in the day, other than that was, in my viewpoint, probably one of the strongest high school football section or conferences in Indiana at the time, with all those schools in there and Prairie and Central trying to compete with that. So you know what? You've got to put on your big boy clothes and get ready to roll and be ready to play. And I think that Central will be ready this year. I think they learned a lot last year, and keeping their coach so they can have that momentum going is a big deal, and I think it'll pay off for them this year.
Well, they're going to have a lot of varsity players returning And when I say varsity, they're going to be sophomores because they played a lot of freshmen last year out there at Central.
Yep. And, you know, this is tough for me to tell you this, but they're playing the hot dog, so they got a good chance of getting one off there.
Well, and then going to come down to the end of the season. Last year, it came down to the Carroll-Sheridan game to decide the conference. And the last two seasons, it's came down to Eastern, Clinton Prairie, Carroll, or Sheridan can win it. And now it'll come down as well this year because the schedule hasn't changed.
You know, it just goes to show you that in that conference, every game is important. No night off, man. You got to get ready to play. And if you rack up 60 points, you rack up 60 points. You take it and move on. Don't take any night off because you're right. The first slip that you have makes it difficult to stay in contention.
The Gophers have a lot of returning skill players. Caden Davis will be back running the football and catching it. They got the quarterback back. They got Dunford. They got Wilson back at running back. They got the other running back. I can't even think of his name. I mean, they're loaded. They got All-State lineman Levi Osler back. They got some dudes.
Yeah, they're going to be very, very good. There'll be a lot of teams will be keeping tabs on them, especially in the conference. And it comes down to your schedule, Jamie. Like, where do you play the big schools? Are you playing Carroll at home? Are you playing Eastern at home? Or do you have to pack it up and move? It's always a little difficult when you're on the road. But
Carroll and Eastern at Clinton Prairie this year.
Yeah, so those are always good things. And I'm going to tell you something. The coaching staff, I keep talking about, they're a well-greased tool. And I think that you'll see a lot of difference in high school football. Now, I am going to say one thing, and you can either agree or disagree, but hopefully the football team can get these boys to understand about what it takes to be winners, how to win the big ball game. And if that football team can do it, it'll flow big time into basketball and right into sports. And if that's the case, man, Prairie's going to be really dangerous the whole year.
Well, Don, I'm wondering if our phone system's not something going on here because our next coach hasn't called in yet, so I'm going to keep you on the line just a little bit further. Hey, I just got a text message. Yeah, we got to call him. He's calling here, and there's no answer. So hang on with me for just a little minute.
Okay.
Hey, we brought up Jake McGraw earlier. Let's talk about him for a second in the basketball season.
Man, I'm telling you what. Great kid, good family, good support from the family. He's got a little bit of foster blood in him. And his mom isn't too far away from a good being an athlete, too. So you know what? Good for him. And I think he took a lot of growing pains last year in the fact that he was thrown into the mix of being a leader and not quite understanding the role, but he's taking it on well. And I think that you're right. If he's not an All-State candidate, then there isn't any in Indiana.
Hey, Don, thanks for being on with me this morning. We're going to go to break, but looking forward to calling some games with you this fall and more Inside the Huddle.
Will happen. Be happy to have that, brother. It's not too far away.
All right. Have a great weekend again. We'll be back right after this message from our commercial sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Super Saturday mornings are here on WILO. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney. Join me every Saturday morning for 2 hours of fun. First to 10, it's Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders. You get the Where Are They Now updates for all the classic one and done hits. Then at 11, tune in for Dan Sweeney's number one music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Hear the backstories for the top of the chart hits every Saturday morning on your home for classic hits, WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Our next guest, Coach Andrew Quinn, Clinton Central Baseball. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sorry. The weekend guys were struggling in here a little bit. I guess we didn't understand we were having a telephone problem, but thanks for reaching out.
I just got that
text message from Raymond Jones, so we got you on here. But, hey, big baseball game coming up Monday afternoon. You guys got Rossville in sectional title. It's got to be an exciting time for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're our goal every year is to give ourselves a chance to win our sectional and go from there. So we're back in the championship game again. We get Rossville again. So we're excited for it. And I'm sure that Rossville is excited to play us. We always get some good games with them.
Clint Central's had a pretty good season this year. You've played a really tough schedule. The Hoosier Heartland's a very good conference to be in. A lot of great teams in there this year. That conference tourney surely had to help the Bulldogs get ready for a good 1A sectional run.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We as a squad this year, we definitely had a low point through the middle part of our season, like you said, when our competition picked up a little bit with the conference schedule. But once we got into the tournament, you know, we played really well against a good, talented Delphi team that we always play pretty competitively against. We're able to battle against Sheridan, who had beaten us earlier in the year, and then got rained out when we were going to play Taylor on Friday. But was really, honestly, just really proud of seeing the guys battle and seeing them try to turn things around when things weren't going their way, and staying resilient and just keeping their heads down and working hard. I'm really happy for them, and hopefully we get to celebrate some more success this spring.
I was telling Chris Gorbett from Rossville Softball, the Lafayette media is recognizing the sports in Clinton County, and you guys are no different. Last night they were showing the highlights of you guys pounding Faith Christian 21-0.
Yeah, we had a good game, and I threw Troy, who's arguably one of our strongest pitchers on the mound last night, Troy Smith, just because I didn't really want to mess around too much. And the boys responded exactly how I needed them to respond. We came out strong out of the gate and just played clean baseball all the way through. So it was good to see.
You've probably matched up with the Hornets a couple times already this year. What are you expecting going into this game on Monday afternoon?
I at the end of the day, I think that, us and Rossville are two pretty evenly matched competitive teams. We both can play the game pretty well. I think ultimately, that game's probably going to come down to just simply who can execute more. Rossville's a talented team. They play the game really well. They are a little bit of a small ball team, but they're really, really good at it. So that's something that we'll need to be ready for is when they give us opportunities to get them out, we've got to make the most of those opportunities and vice versa. If we do the same thing with them, hopefully they'll be able to do that against us. So, I'm looking forward to the game. I know my guys are too. This is how we wanted to be, imagining the sectional championship game when we were talking about it a couple weeks ago. And we know what we need to do. I'm sure Rossville knows what they need to do as well. So, hopefully it's a good competitive game and we both bring our best and make it fun.
I saw on a tweet maybe about a week ago, Owen Coker hit a home run for his first career. Had to be special for Owen.
Yeah, that kid, Owen's a tremendous kid, tremendous athlete, very, very hard worker, very good leader with the team. Ironically, in that at-bat, he took his 0-0 pitch in that at-bat. He got thrown a first-pitch curveball, and he took a real ugly two-strike-looking swing at that curveball. And then he has a two-strike pitch, and he takes a pretty nice-looking swing with two strikes and hits one out. So I was really, really happy for him. I believe it was his first home run ever in any level, which, to go 18 years of playing baseball, to get to go out hitting a home run your senior year, one of your last home games, is pretty special. So I know he's really excited. I'm sure he'll never forget that.
Traveling all the way up to Tri-County, that distance of a travel, is that going to be awkward for you guys, or how are you approaching that on a holiday? You're playing on Memorial Day, and I think it's going to be in the afternoon, if I'm correct. Is that going to be anything you're going to have to work on to make sure you guys are ready?
Um, you You know, not really. We got to travel a little bit pretty much everywhere we play, with the exception of, like, going to Sheridan and Carroll. You know, those are pretty close games for us. You know, it's going to be the same for Rossville. You know, Rossville's going to have a little bit of a drive to get up there as well. I don't really look at it as an excuse. I just think that it's more opportunities for our guys to mentally get locked in and, you know, slow the heart rate down, visualize, listen to music to get themselves in the right mindset. So I'm not worried about the drive or anything like that. But we do love going up to Remington. It's a great ballpark, and very appreciative of Tri-County for hosting us this year.
The Bulldogs, when you started the season, surely had it on the goal list to be in this sectional title. And how's the kids, what's their mindset going into Monday night's game? Are they ready?
Yeah, we're definitely ready. I think that the mindset is that we deserve to be here. And we're going to continue to work hard. We got practice later today. We're going to work hard. And what we've been talking about recently is earn the opportunity to win. So, you know, we've been putting in the work the last few days to earn opportunities to win, and I think that's our goal. Is we're here, we earned the opportunity, now we got to go win it.
You mentioned one of the seniors earlier, I believe is Troy Smith, and I think he's even going to extend his baseball career, if I remember right, maybe at Franklin.
Yeah, Troy's going to go pitch at Franklin next year.
Who's some of the other seniors you got out there for the Bulldogs?
We got Owen Coker. Owen's our third baseman. Owen's caught for us in the past. He's a relief pitcher for us as well. We've got Ethan Walker. Ethan plays outfield for us. And then we've got Cale Allbaugh. Cale's kind of a utility guy. He plays a couple different positions on the field, but most of his work is base running for us. He does a really good job as a courtesy runner. So we got those four guys, and what's really special for them is all 3 years that they've been able to play, because they missed their freshman year because of COVID, they'll be in three sectional championship games in 3 years, and hopefully they can win two in 3 years too. So we'll try to do that for them on Monday.
Yeah, you bring that up, the COVID year. These kids, you know, when they were freshmen, they didn't even play a season. School ended March 13th in the state of Indiana, and, you know, I think it's going to take several more years yet before we get that all behind us, but it definitely had the effect, you know, the programs throughout the state.
Mm-hmm, for sure. But it seems like we've come out of it a little bit stronger than we were going into it, so that's a good thing for us.
Playing in three sectional titles in three years, that's got to be feel pretty special for you, being the coach of the Bulldogs and getting you guys that level.
Yeah, you know, I hate to make it seem like that's my expectation, but, you know, it truly is. And you know, I've been really fortunate to have a really good group of kids all 3 years that I've been here that work hard and understand what we're trying to do. And, you know, results speak for themselves, as they say. But no, I'm just really happy that we got a chance to go back and win a sectional this year. That's really all that I can ask for as a coach, is to have kids that give us an opportunity to do cool things, you know.
Being a high school baseball coach in Indiana, you got to play a lot of games, a lot of nights. But have you had a chance to look at the future Bulldogs, your junior high, and maybe even some of the youth programs over on the east side of the county and see what's coming for you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say my priorities working with the kids that I have currently. But, you know, I do try to keep an eye on what we have going on with our junior high program and with a couple of the local teams in the county. You know, we've tried to help out with those groups as much as we can, have our players go to umpire, help get them equipment if needed and things like that. Just, you know, like you said, they are the future of what's going to be coming through Clinton Central. But I know that we've got a lot of love for baseball in the community right now, and I think that's probably the most important thing more than anything else, is having a community that enjoys the sport, having parents that'll dedicate time to their kids to teach it to them and to play it with them and practice it with them. And we definitely have a lot of that in the community now, which is great to see.
Yeah, and then we have three county high schools all playing for a sectional title on Monday. You guys are playing Rossville, of course, and forget about the Frankfort Hot Dogs. They're playing for a 3A sectional title against Western, and that's going to be a tough matchup for the Hot Dogs.
Yeah, well, best of luck to Andy and the boys. I know we'll be pulling for them a little bit as Clinton County guys ourselves, but no, that'll definitely be a good matchup, and I know Andy will have his boys ready to roll against Western.
Hey, we've been talking with Andrew Quinn, the Central baseball coach. Thanks for being on with us this morning, Coach, and good luck Monday as you face the Rossville Hornets.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you having me on. Have a safe, enjoyable Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, you too.
All righty, bye.
This will wrap up another weekend of Inside the Huddle. Great Saturday here in Clinton County talking local high school sports. We had on Chris Gorbett first this morning talking about Rossville softball. They're playing for a regional title Tuesday night out at Rossville against Riverton Park for a chance to get back to Frankfort next weekend. Thanks to Don Stock for being on today and talking Clinton County sports, and Andrew Quinn, the Clinton Central baseball coach. We'll see you next Saturday, everyone.